Blog Talk Radio.
I'll go. And that's the place that God wants us to be at. Whatever you need from me, Lord, I'll do it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, again, I'm excited and delighted to be before you. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I'm coming to you. This is Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio Broadcast. We are broadcasting live, and this is an Internet International Broadcast. You can call in at 661-449-9911, or you can go to the website and type in www.blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International. And if you want to Skype us, You can Skype us at Kingdom Builders. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks. I'm in the great city of Chicago, Illinois, and I am excited about being before you again on this day. We welcome you to be part of our family, our praying family. And we are also, we have a guest tonight, and truly I am excited about our guest speaker coming forth to the nation for such a time as this. Oh, yes, yes. And we're going to not be before you long before we bring our guest on. I want to just cover her with a word of prayer and just let her know that God is with her. God is speaking through her, and we are truly, get your Bibles out, get ready. We're going to be talking tonight about marriages. Yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
We're just going to cover her with a word of prayer. I'm going to ask Sister Audrey if she would come forth.
Father God, I pray for Sister Beverly as she come boldly to the throne of grace to deliver your word. I pray, Father God, that something will be said that will encourage someone this evening, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will plead the blood of Jesus over your word. In Jesus' name I pray and give you all the honor, all the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're just going to play just a little bit of Shekinah Glory, Jesus. And then we're going to bring the woman of God forth. So, again, enjoy the music. We'll be right back.
Jesus.
Yes, praise the name of Jesus. You know how he loved us in spite of us. He still loved us. Amen. Well, glory to God. We're going to bring our own sister Beverly Young forward, and we're just going to ask you, woman of God, we just ask you to allow God to use you.
Thank you, God.
As you expound on the word. We're going to yield the lines to you at this time. God bless you.
Thank you. Father, I approach your holy throne in the blood of Jesus. Lord, cover me. I'm in your blood. Speak through me, God. Have your way. My name is Beverly Young. I thank you, God. My name is Beverly Young. I bring you greetings from the New Birth Fellowship Baptist Church. My pastor is Pastor Leon Gardner. My topic tonight is the meaning of marriage. I'm coming out of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 through 22, where it speaks, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. You know, ladies, there and men, ladies and men, ladies and gentlemen, there are times when we, as women and men, we don't want to submit. We have ourselves in our own way. We talk about what he did to us or what she did to him. But the Lord, the word of God says submit. And I go further to say how to submit to one another. Proverbs 1:7 says, by being true, respecting one another, and by obeying the word of God, and through worship and praising God. What is submission? Submission is yielding, surrender to oneself, to the will and authority, to a condition or a process. And it says, when do we submit? When our husband exerts his authority. To give you an example, thank you, Lord. If he say he wants to buy a house and the wives don't think that we're ready, that's not submission. You come together unified because the word of God says a house cannot stand when it's divided. You've got to come together and be unified. Where you submit yourself, in your home or the church or anywhere. To give you some scriptures, Colossians 3:19 talks about husband, love your wives and be not bitter against her. Ephesians 5:25 says, by loving one another, it helps you to move in the same direction. 1 Peter 3:7 talks about husbands dwell with them according to the knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. To give you some pointers on point number one is wife exhort to submission. Number two is children are to submit to their parents. That's another part of submission in the family. Christians are instructed to submit to authority. Thank you, Lord. Number four is Christians are commanded to submit to the leadership of the church. Five, servants are instructed to submit. Submit to these to their master. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man. And to Prophetess Teresa, would you like to elaborate on that?
Yes, praise God. Yes, as you were saying, woman of God, as we are to submit to authority, and we are to obey authority, because all authority is ordained of God.
Yes.
So as Sister Young was saying, that we are to submit to one another. And sometimes that can be difficult if we're not willing to work together. So we have to learn submission. Submission, it doesn't just come, but you have to be willing to embrace submission.
Yes, God.
So because I respect you and you respect me, and I might want the you might want the house and I might not want the house, then we're going to come together into an agreement. So as we come together in an agreement, you know, as Sister Young was saying, that the husband might want the house and the wife might not think you're ready, but when we come together and we come into an agreement, maybe we'll get the house and maybe we'll work on some other things while we're getting the house. So it's always the terms of respecting what the other person desires and becoming humble, using humility before the mighty hand of God. So my suggestion is when you have a situation where you just don't quite agree, you might want to come together and maybe pray. Because prayer not only changes things, but prayer changes people. So
yeah.
I like to encourage everyone, if you are married or maybe you are desiring to be married, that's something that you have to keep in the forefront of your mind, that marriage is something that you do 24/7 a day. You know, you have to be married all day, married in your heart. You might not be together all day, but in your heart, you're thinking about that other person, what's better for them, what's best for them. As the scripture read, husband, love your wife as Christ has loved the church. So that's so important. So as she's submitting to you, then you're able to love her because guess what? She's submitting. And the Bible says, as the weaker vessel, not that she is the weaker vessel, but as unto the weaker vessel.
Amen.
So I just wanted to add that in, woman of God, and you can go forth. Is there anything else that you'd like to add with what you were speaking?
In my own marriage, I began to ask God to change my husband. And the change had to begin with me. Looking at the things, okay, saying, okay, he did this, he did that. And it's not about pointing fingers. It's about getting on your knees praying and trusting in God that he moves in every situation because prayer do change things.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Trusting in God with everything that's in you.
Amen. And that
Thank
is
you,
so
God.
True. A lot of times we think the other person needs to, you know, need to change, and we can't see where maybe we're causing this person to be this way, or maybe we can
yes.
do something to change the way that person is feeling, or maybe we can use some kind of words, or, you know, even like you were saying, even begin to pray.
Yes.
And get an understanding of what, you know, they may be going through. Wives are to submit to their husbands as their head. The Bible says that he is the head of the wife. So if he's the head, just like we say, God is our head. God is the head of the church. And the same way we honor God in a marriage, we should honor our husband.
Yes.
We should submit and honor him. And he should be a man of the cloth, a man in the Lord.
Yes.
You know, we're not saying be allow yourself to be abused. No, no way are we saying that. But
no.
What the word is saying, you submit as he submit to God.
Yes.
And I think that's a powerful way to build your marriage, because you don't want to use words to belittle him. You want to be an encourager.
Yes.
You know, you want to make him better. You know, you don't want to take away from him. You want to add to him, as the word of God says, what? My helpmate, and help to meet his needs.
Yes, God.
So we submit to the ranking, to the authority that God has structured for marriage. And even, let me add this, the word submit, listen to that word, it's a compound word in the Greek, vine. Vine tell us that it's a military word. It comes from the word a under, and another word meaning a orderly, and I'm going to break that down, arrangement or rank. That's what that means, arrangements or rank. So to submit is to accept yourself as ranking below another in the authority structure. So we want to say, well, I'm not beneath him. You know, that's the first thing that a wife would say, a woman would say. But a wife would say, you know, you, when you're around certain people, they'd be like, well, he ain't no better. He's not no better than I am. Well, the word is not saying that he's any better. But guess what? God is saying that he is responsible for your soul. He's responsible for you. He is the head of that house. And when something go wrong, guess what? God's not going to come to that wife.
Don't come to him.
He's going to go to that man. And think about Adam and Eve. Eve had ate the fruit, gave it to her husband, and what did God do? He said, Adam, what hast thou done? I mean, come on now. Adam was responsible. And, you know, I'm going to give you just a brief. Jesus was subject to his parents. So we're talking about being the meaning of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You have to submit.
Yes, God.
To one another. And I personally believe that as the wife submit, that it would allow the husband to love her more. Because sometimes we sometimes have a mouth that moves too much.
Yes, God.
You know, we literally take our fingers and take our lips and just hold them together. And I can say ouch with that myself.
Yes. So can I. Yes.
You know, so look at Luke 2:51. You know, when Jesus, he was subject to his parents. Because they were of authority. They were in authority over him. And then Paul tells us that we are to be subject, what, to the governmental authority.
Yes, God.
And I think that's Romans 13:1. So you could just jump right in, Sister Young, whenever you, you know, want to add something to another scripture or whatever God leads you to give.
Okay, my spirit, it talks about when we marry, there's a covenant vow. And I think a lot of us don't understand that we made a covenant vow to take that man or that woman for better or worse. And we go to looking at the worst, and we want to run. We go to looking at the worst in her, and we want to run. There's a sickness come upon the woman. There are some men that will leave. But God is calling us to stick and stay. You stay right there because you took her for better or worse. And I'm here for better or worse for my husband. Better or worse, I'm here to honor that vow that God has called me under.
Amen. And
thank
that's
you,
important.
God.
You know,
yes,
that's important
is.
Because guess what? When you marry, you make a covenant with God.
Mm-hmm.
You make a covenant with God first.
Yes, God.
You stand before God. So we can't take that, you know, lightly. You know, so we stand before the Lord and we say, yes, I do, or yes, I will.
Yes.
And then when the preacher say for better or worse, we say yes. But when it get worse, we change our yes to maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing, we change our yes to no.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to encourage everyone and encourage you in the Lord.
Let's go.
You know, when you're married, the Bible say two is better than one.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can work things out, when you have like your disagreements or he might be thinking we should do this and you might be thinking no, it'd be better if we do that, I just recommend that you pray with your husband, you pray with your wife, and get the mind and heart of God. Get the heart of God. And, you know, so we don't have to just go and say, no, you know, I don't think that's right. We don't have to do that. We can go to the man of God, go to our husbands, and just say to him, okay, we're going to do as I feel God have led you to do. And let's just touch and agree and let's pray about it.
Yes.
And that will, that makes the relationship better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just submit. You just submit. Husbands and wives are told to submit themselves one to another. See, and as you were saying, Sister Young, the church is subject to Christ. Wives are subject to their own husbands. And it's like God already got the structure together. Church members, including deacons, are to subject themselves to their pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 13 and 17. So everyone is to be subject to God, but God have already gave us a structure.
Yes.
So we're structured to be subject. And being like you, I think either you said it or I said it, submission is not easy.
No, it's not.
It's not easy for any of us.
It's not.
But we have to work on it.
Yes.
Just got to work on it. And mm-hmm. you got to come into it where I'm going to work at this. You know, I'm going to get to know him. I'm going to get to know her. And
yes.
the reality is that many who will not submit, and I'm talking to the wives now, to their own husband, or even the husband will not submit to the wife, you will not submit to anyone. See, including God, including their pastor, some people have a problem
submitting. Yes.
And you know what, God, he was serious when he led Paul to write these words. He was serious when he had Paul write this. And we are to be serious when we preach about it, when we talk about it, you know. And what the problem is with society and with the church, we don't want to submit.
Yes.
Submission is just not easy. But when we love God,
we love him.
When we love him, he said, if you love me, keep my commandment.
Yes, he did.
Keep my commandment.
Yes.
Keep my commandment.
Commandments.
And that's, you know, just make a beautiful relationship when we can. Just
yes.
Commit. Amen. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I just want to add this too. I heard my, I was up in Hartsville, Maryland at one point, and I heard Pastor Mike say, marriage is for grown folks. It's not for children. That's when we get the murmuring. We don't want to do this and we don't want to do that. But, you know, I've come a long ways in my marriage and I got a long ways to go in it. And just standing in the Word and being very much in prayer.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, it can become exciting.
Yes.
You know, when you really have a mindset of working at it.
Mm-hmm. You got to work.
Know. Yeah. It can. It
you got to work at it.
Yeah, you got to work at it. You know, and what God just wants us to be subject to the order that he's given us in our marriage.
Yes. It's not easy.
No, it's not, especially when you're used to not submitting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to just ask, you know, I see that there's quite a few on the line, and I see that these lines are muted out, but I just want to encourage everyone on the line to just know that as Sister Young was speaking and talking about marriage, you might say, I want to be married, I want a husband. Well, a lot comes with that.
Yes, it does.
You know, and so he said when he findeth a wife, so you already have to be a wife.
Yes, God.
He findeth a good thing.
Good thing.
And then the scriptures say what? And obtain favor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're his favor.
Yes, God.
See, God's order for the family. God has an order for the family.
Yes, God.
And when we follow that order, that's where we can get into the place of peace.
Yes, Father.
You know, so I am encouraged in the Lord, you know, even with in my marriage. This is my second marriage. And with my first marriage, you know, I got married, and, you know, I really can't say that I even talked to God about it. I just up and got married. But we're the best of friends.
Thank
we're
you,
the
Lord.
Best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And even my husband now, my husband is friends with my ex. And that was something that was important to me.
Yes.
So I just want to encourage everyone that's on the line to just know that God has a way that he can bring you to this place where everybody will be at peace if they want it. If you want it
yes.
bad enough, you can get it.
Yes.
And don't let anyone come in between you and your marriage.
Amen.
Let no one come in between you and your marriage. Always have it where it's a friendship. You know, you want to be friends. You know, you don't want to be, you know, where he can't talk or you can't talk. You want to be quiet and let him talk, and vice versa.
Yes.
So, amen. And I just want to ask, is there anything else, anyone? Well, I see these lines are muted out, but I want to encourage you, if you have anything you want to say, you can press 1 on your phone, on your telephone. If you're on the internet and you're chatting, you can go into the chat room and you can type in what you want to ask, and I will definitely relay your question.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Okay, we have a person that chatted, and they saying, what do you do in an abusive relationship in marriage? Amen. Sister Young, would you like to answer that?
I don't believe God wants us to stay in an abusive marriage. I believe he wants us to leave.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Okay, let me ask her, physical? No, she said it's a mental abuse.
I want to turn that question over to you.
Amen. Glory to God. You know, woman of God, mental abuse can be just as bad as physical abuse.
Yes.
And I advise you to go before the Lord.
Pray.
And if your husband will go before the Lord with you, then go and seek God's face. If he is a saved man of God, he don't mind going before the Lord. And you begin to pray. If you haven't been praying, to get the heart of God. Amen.
Amen.
The woman of God just typed in and said thank you, and she will do that.
Yes, God. Thank
Amen.
You, God. Amen.
We have another question. If you are in a marriage with stepchildren and your stepchildren are coming between you and your husband, how do you handle that?
I would go before the Lord and pray, talk to my husband, and as I talk to him, I would ask him, let us go before the Lord and pray together.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. So it seems like prayer changes things, and stepchildren sometimes can want attention.
Yes.
And then as Sister Young was saying, go before the Lord, and as you go before him, he's going to speak. He's going to give you some
mm-hmm.
direction. He's going to give you and tell you what to do and how to handle it. So a lot of times, you know, we don't go before the Lord to get his direction. Okay, we have one more question. We're going to take another question. Okay, this question is, my husband is always late coming home from work. Okay. My husband is always late coming home from work. Should I be suspicious or should I ignore it?
I think she should go before the Lord and pray. Speak to the Lord about what she's feeling. And I believe he'll direct her from there.
Amen. We have another question from, he said, I am a man. What do you do when you work all day and your wife will not prepare meals for you, come home from work, and she have already eaten?
Pray. I think he should go before the Lord and pray. Get with her, and they should communicate on that, you know, talk about it. And if she's willing, both of y'all go before the Lord and pray together.
Amen. Amen. And we just pray that, you know, that you are set free in that area when you go pray and you talk to her, you communicate, that she'll understand that your stomach has needs too, and that she would go to the grocery store, and then be. And if she doesn't know how to cook, that you would give her some, you know, get her some cooking lessons. I don't know if. Oh, he said yes, she can cook. Well, we're gonna take a commercial break, and we will be right back with you. Enjoy the music, and we'll be right back.
Thank you, God.
I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him. God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, pray. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. Woman, be delivered. Woman, be whole today. I've already prayed for you. I've already fixed it. I've already died and rose again for it. Lord, I receive my liberty.
God came forth. We just been talking about marriage. We've been taking in some questions from the chat line. And the last question was, his wife doesn't cook. When he come home, she has already eaten.
Jesus.
Well, praise God. We're going to keep the woman of God lifted up in prayer.
Yes, God.
I want to ask, is there anyone that's on the phone lines that maybe you have a question or something that you would like to add in about marriage? Maybe a testimony about your marriage. You never know, something that you went through may be a blessing to those that are on the line. So we have the lines open. Maybe you want to be married, or maybe you've been married and you didn't like it. If you have any kind of comments, we would love your input. Well, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
We have no questions on the phone lines. We did get some questions on the chat line. So, again, Sister Young, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I want to leave you with a scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. It talks about, it says, charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. I want to leave that. I want to leave you with that scripture.
Praise God.
Thank
you.
That
is so true. We know charity is love.
Yes, God.
It's love. So we want to encourage you. if you are married, love your husband. Husband, love your wife. And if you want to be married, love God. And he's
yes.
going to send you the desires of your heart.
Yes, God.
Amen. Well, we're going to cover the woman of God with a word of prayer. And
thank
again,
you,
Sister Beverly, we certainly are delighted in our heart that you came forth tonight and that you allow God to use you.
Thank you, God.
And we just want to just tell you thank you for pouring in to God's people tonight. We know that we had a lot of internet listeners and those that were on the line. We just want to also pray, hope and pray that you can go back to our website and listen to the broadcast again. We're going to cover her with a word of prayer, and then we also have a brief announcement, and then we're going to end the broadcast. Well, Father God, we just thank you in the name of Jesus that you keep your woman and your man of God, her husband, covered with the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, as she have came forward, Father, talking about marriage. Father, that you would join her marriage so close, Lord God, that one could not fall without the other, Father. That you would allow them, Lord God, to even go grow closer to you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that there's a fresh anointing upon them. We come against any backlashes, any retaliatory spirits. Satan, you are a liar. This marriage shall stand. No weapon formed against it shall prosper. Every tongue that have rose or rise up against it in judgment is already condemned. Father, we thank you that they both submit to your will, to your way, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that the spirit of submission is on their marriage and even the marriages of those that are on the line, Father God, even my marriage, Father. We just ask you right now, Lord God, that you would speak to us, Father, that we can be the wives that you have ordained us to be, Lord God, that the husbands that you've given us, Father, that they will be the husbands, Lord, that love their wife as you have loved the church, Father, that they would even protect their wives, Father God. And, Father, we thank you as our husbands go out and we go out to work, Lord God, that you would have our husbands and our wives in our hearts, Father, in the mighty Master's name of Jesus. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We seal our marriages with the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God, for what you have already done for us. In Jesus' holy name, we say amen and
amen.
Glory to God. Well, we just want to say to our listeners, we're going to let Sister Young have the last words, but we want to make a brief announcement. Those that are, if you have not received Christ in your life and you want to know him, you want to submit, you want to say, Lord, I believe that Jesus is your son and I accept him in my heart. I know that he died and I know that he did not stay dead, but he rose again and I want to be saved. We're just going to ask you to repeat after me. Father, I believe that he died. Jesus died. And he rose again. And I want you in my life as my Savior. You said confess. I confess. I believe that Jesus is Lord. And I want to be in your kingdom.
Let's go.
In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you said that and you believe it in your heart, the Bible says, thou shall be saved. And if you said that, we want to encourage you to go to our website, www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. Send us an email. Go where it says contact. If you don't have a Bible and you would like one, we'll be happy to send you a Bible, a King James Version or MP3 version of the Bible. If you don't have one, send us an email and we'll be more than happy to send you one. Give us a call. You can go to our website and get our numbers and we'll get back with you. We'll pray with you, get in the faith fight with you. This line is orchestrated to build up God's kingdom, to birth out what God already have inside of you, to bring it forth and bring it out in the name of Jesus. We just pray that you were blessed with the word tonight and that your marriage would increase and prosper.
Yes,
we're going to ask our Sister Young to have the closing remarks.
My closing remarks, sir, I just thank God, giving honor to him first and foremost and thanking him for calling me out of my comfort zone. And I pray that every marriage all over the world, that God pour out a fresh anointing on it. In the name of Jesus. And we just thank you in advance, God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, we want to let you know that we love you dearly. And we will be keeping you and your marriage and all the listeners' marriage lifted up before the Lord. And
yes,
in closing, we just want to say, take my hand, Lord, and lead,
yes, lead
me on.
Yes.
I'm so glad that I know you understand. I've done everything I know how to do, and as usual I end up crying out to you. I tried so hard to do my best, but I don't feel like I'll make it through the test. I can't remember feeling so much pain, and my fears keep falling like the pouring rain. I try to force myself to wear a smile, but it's just not there. This pain I'm feeling deep inside my heart seems so unfair. Really feels like I won't make it through another day. So I stand before you with a broken heart, and all I can say is, precious Lord, please. Do you know what I'm talking about? See, I came front, Lord, standing here today, 'cause I stumbled here and there along the way. I'm praying, leaving everything this old road. For my breakthrough, I hope it won't be too long. I try to force myself to wear a smile, but just not there. This pain I feel deep down inside my heart seems so unfair. And I feel like I will make it through another day. So I come before you with a broken heart, and all I can say, precious Lord, hey, would you do that? Would you please do that for me? Feel your loving eyes.
Thank you. Arise. There's a need for you. Begin to arise.